Chapter 4. A Closed Door. Edgar spoke to Ellen a few days later. He looked sick and worried. "Ellen," he said, "I wish Linton would write or visit. Tell me, what do you think of him?"
"Well, sir, he is very much like Isabella, but he is not much like his father in any way that I can see."
Edgar sighed and walked to the window. "What can I do for Kathy?" he asked. "It seems that she loves her cousin Linton. You know that when I die, Linton will get Thrushcross Grange, since he is the only member of my family left. Kathy will have her own money. But who will take care of my daughter? What will I do?"
"I don't know, sir,"
Ellen replied.
"I don't know what will happen."
Spring passed, and the warmer weather came, but Edgar was still sick. He wrote again to Linton and asked him to visit. He received an answer from Linton that said that Heathcliff would not let him visit Thrushcross Grange. "Uncle, please let Kathy come here," he wrote. "I really want to see her again." Even though he felt sorry for Linton, Edgar could not agree to this, because he was too sick to go with Kathy to the Heights. Finally, Kathy convinced her father to let her go out with Ellen and meet Linton on the moors. Ellen did not want to go. She had a feeling that something bad was going to happen. It was summer when they went. They left Edgar sick in bed and rode off through the beautiful summer day. Kathy's face was like the land around her, with shadows and sunshine moving over it quickly. They saw Linton less than a mile from Wuthering Heights, lying on the grass. He moved so slowly and looked so pale that Ellen said,
"Master Linton, how sick you look. You shouldn't be outside."
"No, no, I'm better, much better," he said. But he did not look better. He held on to Kathy's hand as if he needed her to help him stand up. He seemed better when Kathy sat down with him. But Ellen noticed that he kept looking over his shoulder as if he was waiting for someone to come. Ellen was wondering what was wrong when she looked up and saw a man coming from Wuthering Heights. It was Heathcliff. He walked straight up to Ellen. "Ellen, how are you at the Grange?" "They tell me," he added in a lower voice, "that Edgar Linton is very sick. Is this true?"
"Yes,"
Ellen said.
"My master is dying."
Heathcliff looked happy. He looked at the two young people who were standing still, afraid of him. "And how is Linton today? Is he enjoying himself with pretty young Miss Linton?"
"No,"
said Ellen.
"He's not. He should be in bed. Heathcliff, a doctor should see him."
"He will be in bed in a day or two," Heathcliff said softly. "But first, get up, Linton. Get up this moment," he shouted. He tried to grab the boy, but Linton held on to Kathy, begging her not to leave him. The boy seemed so afraid that Ellen could not say no. The whole party walked toward the Heights. When they got there, Kathy went in with Linton, and Ellen stood still, waiting for her to come outside again. Suddenly Heathcliff was behind her. "My house isn't cursed, Ellen," he said. "Come in and sit down, and let me shut the door." When Ellen was inside the house, she heard a soft noise. She turned around and stared at Heathcliff. What she saw made her angry and afraid. Heathcliff had not only shut the door, he had locked it.